say something. Now play it backwards after you record it. Most of the time, whenever you say something and play it backwards, yes, this is not a Killing Bill video. Sadly. I really like Killing Bill. It's just so gory. But if you ever play anything backwards, it'll sound like... But there are a few sentences that make up completely new words. For example, if you go replay the part where Neil Armstrong says, "Small step for man," and replay it, it sounds like, "Man will spacewalk." If only he had said, "Man will spacewalk," that would have been awesome. But... Also, Lee Harvey Oswald had an interview where he said, "And the fair play of Cuba." Turn that around, and he says, "I wish to kill president. I wish to kill president. I wish to kill president. I wish to kill president." And this guy was Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah. He killed President Kennedy, not Lincoln. And also, you know all those coincidences? Most of them are not correct or misleading. So go watch Mr. Beat's video on a bunch of random misconceptions that he found on his sister's plate. Now, there's a very famous book that tells you that if you say the words... If you record the words, "Ooh, you sniff turkey fat," like what? Then, and you play that backwards, not the what part, not that one, like the "Ooh, you sniff turkey fat" part. You play it backwards and you get the words, "Happy birthday to you," which happens to be a pretty good thing because it happens to be my mom's birthday today. And if you don't tell her happy birthday, I'm going to hunt you down and break down your house and destroy your wife and husband if you're female. Wait, do I have any female viewers? Algorithm, do I? Okay, good. I am not males only. That's good. Well, at least for now. I don't know what's in the future. But, yeah, there are a lot of sentences that if you play backwards would do that. But, there are also sentences that play backwards will literally just replay the thing. If you decide to say, "Yes, I can," then you play it backwards, you'll get, "Yes, I can." It's not as good. I mean, it's very low quality, but you know, you still get "yes, you can," like, a little. But of course, we all know that there's nothing more cool than listening to Neil Armstrong saying, "Man will spacewalk," instead of "small step for man." Fun fact about that quote, it's something random I would like to bring up that you guys probably did not know. Well, Neil Armstrong did not say, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Because "man" means mankind. That's basically saying, I took one step, it's just one step for me. I also took a giant leap at the same time. Like, what? What he actually said was, "A small step for man," but just cut the "a" part out of it, and then you get, "Man will spacewalk, oh yeah!" If only we could go on to the moon right now and refilm that scene, and we get Armstrong Neil, I guess, whatever he would be named, and then have him say, "Man will spacewalk." Oh god, that's literally the target of this video. NASA, you have to send a person to space so that he can say, "Man will spacewalk," okay? Just do it. Oh wait, yeah. They haven't made a single mission to the moon in so many years. Then just make him do it on the International Space Station, please. It'll be so amazingly fun. Anyways, let's just get back to the topic. So yeah, replaying stuff can be really weird. But what about the coincidences? Now, when Lee Harvey Oswald said the words, "And a fair play for Cuba," and if you play backwards, you get, "I wish to kill president." Well, the there's one problem with that. It's not confession. I mean, if you record yourself saying, "And the fair play for Cuba," and you turn it backwards, "I wish to kill president." Yeah. Every single time. Now, I'm not saying that I'm trying to kill the president because I love the president. Not ours right now. Biden's a bit paranoid. Don't let the CIA know what I just said, or else they'll come knocking down my door and I'll have to defend myself with an air gun and throwing my mom at her. Oh, wait, yeah, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Mom! She doesn't want to say anything. Aww. Now, all these coincidences are coincidences. None of them are actually, like, confessions to some guy's insane desire to kill the president, John F. Kennedy, aka Lee Harvey Oswald. But still, this is really fun. I mean, like, who can't stand replaying the time that Lee Harvey Oswald said, "And the fair play for Cuba," and just replay it and hear him say, "I wish to kill president. I wish to kill president. I wish to kill president." Also, fun fact, he said Cuba in it. If you replay it, it sounds like he's from Cuba. He's like Fidel Castro wishing to kill president. CIA, please do not come. I am just a lowly citizen, very loyal, but not to Biden. Oh God, they're coming at my door. Anyways, as we wait for me to get shot in the head by the CIA, how about let's talk about
coincidences.
There are many coincidences in life. For example, in my story, I had a friend which I hadn't FaceTimed, and I still haven't FaceTimed for a long time. But back then, I was reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid, like the purple one, the one about snowball fights. I was reading it, and then the phone rang. So I picked up the FaceTime, and it was my friend. And guess what? He told me that I was reading. Guess what he was reading? That Diary of a Wimpy Kid book where they throw snowballs and create big Great Walls of China across North and South. Oh my God, it's North and South Korea. Oh no! So yeah. That's just a coincidence that I had. I don't know if you ever had any of those types of coincidences. You probably have, like, called someone and you're like, "Oh God, I have to call them." And then you call and then they're like, "Oh my God, we're so glad you called. We missed you. We thought that you had been kidnapped by some evil force." Well, that is, I wouldn't call a coincidence, because guess what? If you take an old school TV camera and stand in a dark room and take a photo of yourself with it, you'll see like this ginormous beam of light. There's this YouTuber who hid underneath a bag, underneath a solid bag or blanket, whatever you want to call it, and he turned off all the lights and took a special camera footage. You could literally see his facial features because of that energy pulsing around him. And that energy, guess what it did? Simple, guys. It literally burned through the blanket and then went into the camera lenses so that you could see it and for the others to notice it. That's basically what happens whenever you're like thinking, you're releasing energy, which then goes to the person you're directing it to. So, quit your mail. Oh wait, there aren't any like postage stamps for it. You know what, I can just make energy of a postage stamp and like smack dab on the middle of my energy letter or something. And then go, Fun fact, is a symbol, So you know, like how the Christians, they're like, how whenever they're eating. So somebody was like, "All right, I'm done with it. Done, done. All you have to say is And then you can send that energy all the way, halfway across the globe, maybe into the entire universe, and talk with God. You can be like, "Hey God,
yes.
Hey God,
yes.
Why am I not getting a girlfriend?
Shut up."
And that would be very nice to catch on camera, talking with God. Hey God,
yes.
Shut up.
You shut up!
It would be pretty nice. But we don't know how to do that yet. So yeah, there are many different strange types of coincidences. That some of them might not be coincidences. And others would just be coincidences. Which is sad. Like, I wish to kill President. But all we know is that I'm going to use my energetic pulses to make a coincidence of sending in, like, an energy email to NASA. And then tell them to put someone named Armstrong Neil into the moon. And have him say, "Man will spacewalk." Because, you know,